The Detroit CityCast is presented by Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting, and it has you covered for the NFL season. They are offering same-game parlays in all pro football matchups. They are bringing back their Reduce the Juice promotion on game days, and this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread challenge with thousands of dollars given away each week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at Bet Rivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet.
This is the Detroit CityCast with Dan Leach, presented by Bet Rivers.
And welcome in Manic Monday edition of the Detroit CityCast. Hope everyone out there had a wonderful, happy, healthy, food-filled, football-filled Thanksgiving weekend. And we know for the Wolverine fans like myself and so many of you out there, this was one that we will never forget. And the other really cool thing about the weekend, before we get to the Motown betting window, and I'm going to delve into some stuff as we look forward to the Big Ten title game and for Michigan and the Michigan fans, hopefully beyond. But it was tough for me not to be able to spend that game in person with my father, who I've been going to games with since I was 5 years old. And I was talking to my dad on the way home, that crazy snowy drive that took almost 2 hours because it's the insane amount of accidents, etc. And, you know, he said to me, he's like, it would have been terrible for me today. I mean, I would have loved to have been there, but, you know, my back has been rough lately and, you know, sitting on the cold benches and even with a little, you know, cushioned seat things we bring. So it was tough for him not to be there, but he was definitely there in spirit. I called him all day, called him after. He saw my pictures and videos and knew I was on the field acting like a clown and all that stuff. But think about all the people that are in town, not just, you know, kids, but some parents and, you know, uncles and cousins came into Detroit that maybe live in Chicago or LA or wherever. And they were able to either watch the game together as a family or go to the game together as a family. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, etc. And, you know, Michigan State fans experienced this with the Rose Bowl and Big Ten title games and the playoff appearance. And, you know, Michigan fans have experienced this in the past, but it's been a damn long time since something was this special as a Wolverine fan after all the heartbreak and the brutality. And I mentioned this on the postgame show late Saturday night. All the brutal pain and stomach churning and vomit inducing disappointment and, you know, just disgusting late last second losses, like trouble to snap and so many other just failures. It's all worth it for moments like Saturday. It's all worth it. That's what being a sports fan is all about. I know some of you, if you're a Lions fan, you've given up, and that's fine. Maybe you'll come back if the Lions start winning. As a Michigan fan, maybe you just, you know, kind of checked out a few years ago after the Ohio State loss or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I'm still a fan, but I don't care as well. I think it's less with Wolverine and Spartan fans than it is with Lions fans because, you know, the pros are getting paid, and these are still college kids. They're, you know, technically amateurs. But I know for me, I never was going to change. I was never going to change and never will change. I will always be a Wolverine fan, like full bore. I will always be a Lions fan, full bore. I know I've got to accept on the Lions side right now, as many of you understand and do, that this is a full rebuild and it's going to hurt for a little while, but it's worth it, like I said, to go through that pain if they start contending for 10 years. And for Michigan, all the angst against Harbaugh, all the things I've said for the last few years, where I always said I respected him as a coach, and obviously he's a human being, but he was a great coach at San Francisco and at Stanford, and even going back to San Diego in the FCS in the back-to-back 11-win years, he had never been a great coach at Michigan. He'd been a really good coach. Well, this season, he's been great. And that game plan on Saturday was masterful. From top to bottom, Harbaugh to Gattis to McDonald to all the different position coaches, it was brilliant. They mauled the crap out of Ohio State. That's how you beat them. And this will be looked at as hopefully a massive turning point in the Michigan football program, where my fine producer, the S-Man, Stephen Jung, has said Michigan is just not what people think they are, maybe. They're going to be a, you know, not a lower tier program, but they're not going to be a Georgia or Clemson or even Ohio State and all those teams. Maybe Michigan could be that with a win like this. And, you know, it goes back to kind of stuff. There's a lot of, you know, interesting connections with the Lions when I mentioned, you know, the brutality of going through the tough stuff to get through the other side, that's the same thing with the Wolverines. I mean, Harbaugh has been basically fully forgiven by me and many others, but they haven't won anything yet. Yeah, they beat Ohio State. It's great. They still have to win Big Ten titles and compete for national championships before I say, okay, Harbaugh's definitely been the right guy. But this year, how can you say he hasn't been? Wins on the road against Wisconsin, Nebraska, Penn State, Ohio State at home. Yes, they should have beaten Michigan State. They didn't. The Spartans were better that day. They were up by 16 and just weren't ready to get that job done that day. Had they, by the way, won that game, they'd be in the playoff no matter what happens on Saturday. But this is the kind of year where in those games that I just mentioned, maybe three of the four of them would all have been losses. Michigan won as an underdog for the first time this season, or the first time since 2015, doing this year as a small underdog against Wisconsin. They were the only team in the entire FBS that had not had an upset win as far as being a point spread underdog. That's insanity. That means San Jose State and Western Kentucky, Western Kentucky's okay, but you know, some of the dregs of society, UMass, they had all had an upset win. Not Michigan until this year. So it's all coming together. And think about all the recruits that were in for visits at the Ohio State game and might have made their decision based on what they saw in that beautiful sea of humanity, amazing blue sea of humanity that I was part of on the field. A moment I'll never forget. I hadn't done that since 97. To me, it hadn't been warranted since 97. When were we going to rush the field? They beat Ohio State once in almost 20 years. They lost trouble to staff. They lost all these different games that could have been massively important for the future of the program. Now, some of the biggest games against Ohio State were in Columbus. I don't think I would have rushed the field there. But Saturday, a day to remember, still on cloud nine, but job at hand. We'll get into that in just a minute. But I want to take a trip to the Motown betting window presented by our great friends at Bet Rivers. We'll start with Iowa, Michigan. This game opened 10. I thought it'd be around 13. So it opened 10. It is up to 10.5 now at Bet Rivers. There's definitely been some public money and some sharp money moving the line a little bit for Michigan. I think there's going to be a lot of money on Michigan. This line might go up to, it could go up to 13 at some point. Michigan right now minus 10.5 at Bet Rivers, minus 113. Iowa plus 10.5, minus 108. Moneyline Michigan minus 480. Iowa plus 340, and the total is 43.5, over minus 112, under minus 109. My early feel on this is I do believe Michigan's going to win by double digits. I'll just give you some numbers here. You know, there's lots more numbers we'll get to throughout the week. The Wolverines have scored 448 points this year. Iowa has scored 308. Both teams have basically allowed the same amount of points. Michigan's allowed 206. Iowa's allowed 207. Iowa's offense can be putrid at times. Their defense, really good. But you don't have to mash Iowa the way you tried to do that against Ohio State. You just run your offense and throw the ball to Anthony and throw the ball to Eric Hall. Use your running backs like, you know, the way they've used them all season and have a strong running game. But you can try to get the ball down the field. That gets you right by the way for the playoffs. It seems like Georgia or Cincy or whoever. I don't think Iowa has the offense to be in this game much longer than maybe the third quarter. This could be close at the beginning. We'll see, you know, Steven, my producer, brought up a great point. First time these kids have ever done this at Michigan. Beating Ohio State and had a game to play the next week. It's always been a bowl game under Jim Harbaugh. All 7 years until now. So, I don't think that they're going to be tight or, you know, having a hangover from the Ohio State win. You know, being on the field with them, humble brag, you know, hanging out with Donovan Edwards and all these different players and seeing their parents, the joy on their faces, the joy on the sidelines during the game after Michigan scores touchdowns and they play the pump it up song and they're lifting the chairs. This team is loose. They love each other. They have, you know, it's all hail Harbaugh. They respect the hell out of him. They love, you know, being coached by him and by McDonald and Mike Gattis and the position coaches. This team is not going to go into the Big Ten title game in Indiana, a neutral site, a week removed from beating Ohio State, and not be ready for Iowa. And you got to give respect to the Iowa Hawkeyes because they look like they were dead. At first, remember, I had them like number two in my Big Ten power rankings. People thought I was crazy. They were really good early in the season. You know, they didn't really beat a ton of great teams. I mean, Iowa State, at that time, Iowa State was ranked ninth, beat Indiana at the beginning of the season. Obviously, Indiana had become what a lot of us thought they would. They beat them 34-6. You know, they destroyed Maryland on the road in a game that a lot of people thought Maryland was going to win. You know, beat Penn State. Penn State at that time was number four. But then they lost to Purdue. They lost to Wisconsin. But since then, they had a close shave against Northwestern, which is just, you know, because they were so kind of let down. But big win against Minnesota, been playing some great football. You know, they ran away at the end from Illinois, who'd been playing some better football. They beat Nebraska on the road. Nebraska obviously been playing much better football as the season had gone on. So this isn't like a, you know, a garbanzo Iowa team, but they're just not in the same class as Michigan. And Michigan should be a double-digit favorite. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how this line movement goes. We'll continue to check on that for you throughout the week. And the Lions come off the Thanksgiving Day disaster. And they play the Minnesota Vikings, who just lost to San Francisco. Scored a lot of points in that game, though. Minnesota, a 7-point favorite right now at Bet Rivers, -109. The Lions, +7, -112 at Ford Field next week, or next Sunday. Vikes, -305 on the money line. Lions, +240 in the total. 47.5 over -107, under -114. Early feeling on this, don't take the Lions. This could be a game where you include the Vikings, maybe a money line parlay. I have no opinion on the total right now, but we'll look at this game as, you know, we go throughout the week as well. I do have a great Lions joke for you. It's the DTM joke of the day. And that is that at 0-10-1, the Detroit Lions are still not eliminated from the playoffs. They can win their final six and get, okay, obviously I'm completely screwing with everybody. They're not eliminated, but they're not going to the playoffs. But it is crazy that going in to December, that the Lions are still alive in the playoffs and they have yet to win a game. That tie is saving them so far. They're not going to the playoffs. I'm going to try to find odds on the Lions making the playoffs. I'll get some odds for our friends. I'll try to get some odds for our friends at Bet Rivers. Maybe they'll throw them out there for Lions fans. It would be, at this point, I don't know, 100,000 to 1? 200,000 to 1? 300,000 to 1? Sanity. All right. Coming right up, my brand new DTM's Big Ten Power Rankings and a look ahead at Iowa, Michigan, right here on the Detroit CityCast.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Download the Bet Rivers app or go to BetRivers.com today. Must be 21. Playable in Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117.
The VSiN Midseason Football Special is here. Put the VSiN betting experts to work for you from now through February for only $99. Daily best bet emails, 24/7 video streaming, betting splits for every sport, point spread weekly, plus in-depth data and analysis on VSiN.com. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe and get everything we have to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. All right, let's get into it. DTM's Big Ten Power Rankings. And unfortunately for all of the teams but one in the Big Ten, there are no odds left for them to win the national championship because they can't get in. Well, you know what? I'm mistaken. I wasn't going to give these odds, but I will let you know that Ohio State is 300-1. I guess if like 15 different things happen and Michigan lost, and they're not getting into the playoff. But there are still odds on Ohio State, but the only other teams that have odds left are Iowa and Michigan. And Iowa's, it would be almost impossible for them to get in as well, even if they win. because, you know, the Iowa Hawkeyes, as I mentioned, have played much better later in the season, winning four in a row, but they're, you know, a 10-2 team that has some bad losses and some really close games against not great teams. But, you know, Iowa, 250-1 at Bet Rivers right now. Let's start with number five, though, and it is Minnesota. And Minnesota obviously had their chances of getting into the Big Ten title game out of the West, but couldn't get it done in certain scenarios towards the end of the season. That loss to Iowa really hurt them. They have won two in a row, though. They are 8-4 on the season, and I think this is definitely PJ Fleck's best year in the last couple, where they've really kind of been able to recover after some rough stuff earlier in the season. And you look at Minnesota, and, you know, of course, last year was that weird, you know, crazy COVID year. Michigan, you know, pounded them early in the year, but then Minnesota started, you know, getting some of the stuff back together. But this is a team that kind of hung in early in the year with Ohio State. I mean, they didn't get completely destroyed. They won on the road at Purdue. They beat Nebraska. You know, they pounded Maryland. They did lose to Iowa, and they did lose to Illinois by 8. But then they've won a couple games in a row here, including that win against Wisconsin that knocked Wisconsin out of the Big Ten West. You know, spot to, you know, get Iowa in there to play Michigan. So I think Minnesota is the fifth best team right now in the Big Ten. And of course, no odds on them to win the national championship because they're just going to a regular bowl game in, like, you know, late, you know, the last 10 days of December. But congrats to Minnesota. They've made the cut in my DTM's Big Ten power rankings. Number four, Michigan State. Michigan State, I got to tell you, I did not think they were going to beat Penn State. The Spartans had almost 30 players out to the flu. The weather conditions were way worse than they were in Ann Arbor. And the Spartans found a way to beat a Penn State team that I still don't think is that great. But, you know, I thought was going to have a really much better performance on Saturday. And that weather kind of maybe was the great equalizer. Being on the road in that kind of weather is always tough, unless you're like strictly a running team. But, you know, huge stuff late by Jaden Reed getting that 20-yard touchdown pass on the 4th and 15 instead of kicking. You know, Walker obviously had a nice day. Not a huge rushing day, but had a touchdown to lead things off. And, well, I'd say not a huge rushing day. Because for him, you know, you think 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. He did have 138 yards in the snow and a touchdown. And Peyton Thorne was phenomenal. He had 19 of 30 for 288, 2 touchdowns and a pick. So the Spartans, that was an impressive win to get them to 10-2. They definitely have a chance. And a lot of people are projecting them to go to a New Year's Six Bowl. It's possible they don't. It's all based on what happens this championship weekend and where teams are slotted, etc. But right now, Michigan State looking pretty darn good after what they were able to do this season in year two of Mel Tucker. They're number four. Iowa, of course, is number three. The Hawkeyes in the Big Ten West title, you know, won the Big Ten West in the Big Ten title game against Michigan. They had the season 10-2. They won 4 in a row and really recovered after some tough losses earlier in the season. As I mentioned, Iowa right now at Bet Rivers is 250-1. So you put $100 on Iowa, you win $25,000. How about that? Ohio State is number two. Yes, they just got manhandled by Michigan, but they're still, you know, an incredible team. They're still a top 10 team in the country. They are 300-1 to win the national title because there's just really no chance of them getting in. But if they got into the playoffs somehow, they would definitely have a chance. It's just not happening. But the Buckeyes, they were pounding teams until the Wolverines got the best of them. And, of course, number one for the first time all season long. I remember when I had Michigan and Michigan State went tied at four and, you know, slowly working their way up. And then Michigan loses to Michigan State. And then they recover. And both teams kind of go up and down. I did not know if I was ever going to be able to say Michigan number one in my DTM's power rankings. They are. And, of course, deservingly so. After beating their longtime rival who would own them forever. Somebody would say, is there really a rivalry anymore? If a tree falls in the woods and no one's there, it doesn't make a sound, does it really happen? Or, I'm sorry, that's completely botched that. If a tree falls in the woods and no one is there to hear it, did it really happen? I think I totally screwed that up. I'm sure my producer's going to put that up as a clip. But anyway, I think you know what I'm saying. And the Wolverines, so I told you this a few weeks ago. I made this bet after the Indiana win. The Wolverines were 50-1, Bet Rivers. 50-1. And I put $50 on them to win it all. 50 to win $2,500. It was a total fun bet. I wasn't believing that they really had that great of a chance, because at that point they still would have had to beat Penn State. They still had to beat Ohio State, obviously get to the playoff. But it's a fun bet. I knew their odds were going to start going down. From that point on, I think they went down to like, you know, 40 and then 30 and then whatever. And now, right now, they are the second favorite, tied with Alabama, at 5-1 right now at Bet Rivers. Georgia's minus 200. The Wolverines are 5-1. So I got them at 50-1 on November 14th. It's November 29th. They are now 5-1. Cut in tenths. Or, you know, I got them at 10 times the odds right now. So there's still some value on taking a Michigan at 5-1, because basically what Vegas and Bet Rivers and the, you know, the sportsbooks are saying is that Georgia's going to win the national title. If not, you've got some good value on a team like Michigan or Cincy at 20-1 or OK State at 10-1, because you got to lay 200 on Georgia. I know Georgia's clearly the best team in the country, and they have been all season long, and they should win the national title. But when you get to a playoff in a one game and you're done scenario, anything can happen. And especially if you get to a championship game in a one game to rule them all scenario, if it's Michigan, Georgia, or if it's Oklahoma State, Georgia, or Bama, whatever it ends up being, you can play bad in one game. Ohio State clearly had more talent than Michigan. Michigan mauled them. Now, I know that game was in Ann Arbor, and there was all this, you know, pent-up frustration and this perfect game plan. But in a one-game scenario, or, you know, two-game scenario with the playoffs, there's some decent value at Michigan, Bama, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, even Notre Dame if they find their way in. If Georgia beats Bama and Oklahoma beats Oklahoma State, Notre Dame could get it. It's possible. And obviously Cincinnati, part of that equation too, would have to lose. You could still have Georgia, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, and, you know, whether it's Bama or whatever, there's a chance for Notre Dame to get it. What I think the most likely scenario is Georgia's going to win, knock Bama out. It'll be Georgia 1, Michigan State, or excuse me, Michigan State. I got trauma from the past, and I'm thinking Michigan State's in the playoff. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, and I do believe Michigan will be ranked 2 in the CFP rankings. We'll talk about those when they come out after Tuesday night. And then I think that Oklahoma State is going to win, so they'd be in, and then Cincinnati is going to win. So there's your four teams there, and I think Cincinnati would be number 3. So Michigan would play Cincinnati, Georgia would play Oklahoma State. But if Oklahoma State lost, Notre Dame could get in. So there's still some scenarios there, and 30-1 on Notre Dame play, it's a pretty darn good football. Jack Cohn playing solid at quarterback after some rough stuff earlier in the season. I mean, they lost to Cincinnati, it's their only loss. So you got some value there if you want to kind of go against the crowd here and bet against Georgia. But that's DTM's Big Ten Power Rankings. Minnesota 5, Michigan State 4, Iowa 3, Ohio State 2, and the Wolverines number 1. All right, some thoughts I have as we get ready for a big Big Ten title game on Saturday in Indy. I'll be there. That's coming right up.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets, and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Download the Bet Rivers app or go to BetRivers.com today. Must be 21. Playable in Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117.
All right, so this is the bottom line. I mean, you know, there are people that are going to think that maybe Michigan will not be, you know, ready for Iowa at the start of the game on Saturday because they haven't gone through this before, where they've beaten the Buckeyes, played the next week, had a chance to win the Big Ten and go to the playoff. That's natural, and there's hangovers in sports all the time. There's letdowns after wins. There's letdowns after losses. But you look at how loose this Michigan team is. You look how much they are just believing each other and love playing with each other. The way that Cade McNamara has progressed through this season, the way the defense is playing with Jabo and Hutchinson and many others, Michigan will be ready. I am not concerned with there being a letdown and this being like a one-score game late into the fourth quarter. Michigan is clearly a better team than Iowa. Iowa can't score. Michigan's got a great defense. Michigan's offense has the ability to maul it down and mash it down your throat, or throw the ball over the field if they really want it with Cade and JJ. Maybe you see a little more JJ this week on a neutral field, indoors, no weather conditions. I think it is very unlikely that Michigan doesn't win this game by double digits. And that is not me, you know, being a homer or a slap. You know, I made a not a homer alert pick with Michigan 42-39 over Ohio State. It wasn't because I was hoping it would happen. I had visions about it. I saw it. I saw myself on the field. I really thought Michigan had a reasonable chance. And that's why there was so much late movement, some sharp money on the Wolverines. Got that spread out of 7, 7.5. This Iowa team is definitely worthy of respect, but they don't have the talent the Wolverines do. They obviously don't have the offense the Wolverines do. I mean, I mentioned this earlier in the show. The Wolverines have scored 140 more points this season than Iowa. That's significant. And they both allowed the same amount of points. Michigan won less, 206 to 207. Now, both teams have won four in a row, so there's momentum. Iowa, you know, after seemingly completely blowing their chance. I mean, they had a chance at the CFP at one point. But then they, of course, lost back-to-back to Purdue and Wisconsin. But as they've gone through the season, they've really started to look better these last 4 weeks. And a much more complete team. And, you know, their quarterback, Petras, isn't the greatest in the world. But he's, in a way, like Cade, doesn't really turn the ball over. It can be, you know, smooth. They've got an incredible running back in Goodson who had 156 yards and 23 carries against Nebraska. You know, they've got some solid receivers, and they always have good tight ends there. And they've got a great defense. Michigan's clearly the better team. And as long as Michigan is ready when that kickoff starts, 8 o'clock Saturday night at Lucas Oil Field, they should win this game by double digits. And I'm saying that right now. I haven't made my official score prediction yet. Wasn't too far off last week with Michigan Ohio State. But this should be a game that Michigan is ready for and knows what the task is at hand. You win this game, you go to your first playoff, and the way that it's shaping up to not have to play Georgia in the semifinal, you have a great chance of getting in the title game. I was looking at a lot of different people I respect around the country, guys that write for CBS, Jerry Palm, some others that do some different projections, my friends at College Football News. A lot of people are projecting the Wolverines in the title game because of what I just said, not just that Michigan's playing some of the best football in the country, and who wants to see the Wolverines right now, especially after that confidence-building Ohio State, you know, demolition. But they're unlikely to have to play Georgia in the semis. Georgia's clearly the best team in the country. Not that Bama or Oklahoma State or Michigan or Notre Dame or Cincy are great teams. They are. But Georgia is clearly ahead of everyone. And to not have to play them to the title game is huge, and it's one game to rule them all. And I firmly believe that whether Michigan plays Cincy or Oklahoma State, or dare I say Notre Dame in a rematch, great long-standing rival that keeps getting stopped and then started and then stopped again. Can you imagine the ratings on Michigan-Notre Dame if they ended up being the twos and threes in the college football playoff? It would just be ridiculous. But I think Michigan's got a great chance to advance. So they know, you know, it's 1 week at a time. And we'll delve into some more of the numbers as we go through this week. And obviously follow the money as well. That line could get up to, I thought it would open at 13. Open at 10, up to 10.5. I think we might get to 11 or 12 in the next few days. We'll see. You know, then you start getting a lot of points in a neutral field game with a good defense for Iowa. So I don't think it's going to get that out of hand. But it's all about focusing on the next game, which is a chance to win your first Big Ten championship game. And obviously your first one under Harbaugh, but the first one ever. And get to the playoff. And by the way, the championship game is in Indy. So Michigan could be there two of three games, not two of 3 weeks, because there's time between the Big Ten title game and the playoff. But they could play in Indy twice of their last three games. And that's, you know, it's always good to have a little familiarity. And if Michigan does play in the national title game, there will be more Wolverine fans there than Georgia or whoever else because it's so close to Indianapolis. It's the way it will work. You mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. But boy, just an incredible possibility that a lot of you, even myself, going back, you know, after the Spartan loss, it's not going to happen. All of a sudden, Michigan finds themselves the best team in the Big Ten, second best odds for the national championship, and a real possibility of it happening. It won't be easy. I still think Georgia's going to win it all. But boy, just to have a chance in that title game, to be there and be on par with the best team in the country, and maybe something crazy happens where Michigan just has that perfect game plan again and is the national champion? How many of you thought that was possible after the state loss? I sure didn't. I know that I put money on Michigan after the Indiana win to win it all, but that was more just a fun, okay, maybe they get there and just have some crazy run to the title game and I can hedge my bet and take Georgia. They might actually do it. Can you believe that? Well, what a weekend it was. It was an amazing start of the week for weekend for me when I got to call the D4 Michigan High School Football State title game at Ford Field, which is one of the great Michigan state title games ever. Chelsea down 28, comes all the way back, wins 55-52 against the consensus best team in the state, Unity Christian, who set the all-time Michigan high school football scoring record over 800 points. They did it in the first half. We're up 28 in the third quarter, and Chelsea came all the way back. If you want to hear my final call of that, it's on my Twitter, at DanLeach971. So that was amazing. I had a great weekend, you know, Thanksgiving with the family and friends, and then to be in Ann Arbor on Saturday. It just doesn't get any better. It's what you live for as a fan. It's what all those dark days are about, to come through to the light and have those experiences, those rare, incredible days that you know you'll never forget. And the feeling of being on that field again for the first time since 97 and looking up at the stands and looking up at the scoreboard and seeing the video of us, the picture of us in an all amazing blue on the field and just the beautiful colors and pastels. Sound like Bob Vila. I sound like my man, what's the guy, Bob Ross. And the beautiful, they put a little whites there, a little blue, and a little more. It was just a beautiful day and an honor to spend it with so many of my great friends. My man, Dan Serlin, who I sat with, and our great friends, the Swinkies, from our longtime tailgate, and Johnny B. Good, and too many to name other than those right there. Those are the stalwarts. But an honor to be there and an honor to be a fan of the Wolverines, like I know so many of you feel about, whether it's being a fan of Michigan or the Spartans or even the Buckeyes. Met some really classy Buckeye girls. They were all seniors. There's a picture of them on my Twitter. And they were all congratulating me. There's some definitely classy Buckeye fans out there. They're not as many as I wish there were. And there's definitely some non-classy Michigan fans too. But for the most part, it was, I mean, what are Buckeye fans going to say after that game? They got their asses kicked. And I wish two elderly Buckeye fans luck. As I got, you know, I was walking around early in the day, maybe 7, 8 in the morning. And that was my mitzvah for the day. And I think that led us some good karma for the Wolverines. But boy, a day that I said was out with my man Danny Burke on Rush Hour and VSiN. And I said, I hope it will be a day that will be lived in famy, not infamy, for the Wolverines. And it was a day of days of days of days. All right, that's going to do it for me today. We got my man Dennis Fithian, my longtime radio partner, one of my favorite human beings. He's going to be on the Wild Wednesday show talking all about this Michigan Wolverine team. He's covered Michigan for such a long time. So look forward to talking with D. Fifth, my man, the Fifth King, on Wednesday. Until then, keep reaching for the stars. Believe in the dream. Dan Leach, out.